This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Since 2011, the Home Partnership Foundation has held the Avenues for Hope campaign every December, raising more than $2 million for housing and homelessness nonprofits all across the state of Idaho. This year's campaign, it is in full swing, and joining us live in studio to talk more are Brady Ellis, Vice President of Housing Support Programs for the Idaho Housing and Finance Association, along with Paige Dinger, Executive Director of Faces of Hope Foundation, and Ralph May, Executive Director of St. Vincent de Paul for Southwest Idaho. Thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
me. Great to be here.
Brady, I want to start with you. Tell us what the Home Partnership Foundation is for folks who may not be familiar.
The Home Partnership Foundation was created by Idaho Housing and Finance Association, and it's a separate entity that we use to do some of our community reinvestments. So we're actively involved in low-income housing programs and services and homelessness services.
So as I mentioned, you started this campaign in 2011, and it runs for 3 weeks during December to raise funds for these nonprofits. Why did your organization start this campaign?
Yeah, so we administer a good number of federal programs and funding, and we have for quite some time. And in doing that and partnering with nonprofits, we just recognize the gap in resources that exist here and the assistance that was needed with just capacity issues in some nonprofits across the state. So we thought, let's create a fundraiser. It'll help with the gap in financing and funding, and also help with just the capacity of bringing awareness to their programs and activities, and draw some additional dollars to their organizations.
And speaking of that, Paige, your organization, talk to us a little bit about what you do, but then the gap that Brady mentioned.
Sure. Faces of Hope helps victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, and elder abuse. We're the triage. We're that first 6 to 8 weeks after trauma for care. Our biggest need at the moment is when we, first off, our victims have no access to finances, most of them. Oftentimes, they're having to show their partner exactly what they're spending. And so when they're coming to a victim center like ours, they don't want anything to appear on a credit card or any financial statement. So we are providing them free services. One of them is emergency housing, particularly emergency hotel rooms until they can find a safe home or until they can get with family and friends for help.
So then this gap that Brady mentioned, I mean, I am assuming that you deal with this day in and day out.
Every day. When somebody's trying to leave an abusive relationship, I think one of their biggest fears is they're not going to have a place to stay or a home.
So they don't leave.
Right. So they stay. And I think the other problem is with the housing crisis right now, a home to get into a new home is so expensive. It's just easier to stay because their biggest fear is that they'll be homeless.
And Ralph, at St. Vincent de Paul, where do you see the gaps in your services?
So we're out every day visiting people in their homes, we're kind of one of the first steps in the community when somebody's struggling to be able to make their rent or pay their utility bill, to be able to stay in their homes. So they end up calling our helpline. And so last year we dealt with well over 8,000 different situations like that. And it's all done by volunteers. So we don't even have a paid staff that does that. And what we're seeing is with the increase in the rents in the community, and everybody recognizes that rents are on the increase, the housing costs are going up. We also see additional people. There's more people every day that are struggling to make that, to bridge that gap. Mm-hmm. And most people, and I think it was in the Alice study that was done by
United Way.
They said 40% of Idahoans are one crisis away from one financial crisis away from homelessness, and that is where we want to be. And so that gap right now, that's where we're trying to fill is to be out there and to be able to provide. It's limited assistance, but it is assistance at critical times for those people that are struggling.
And you've all mentioned, you know, the cost of housing. So let's talk a little bit about in the last 8 years, when you started this, when your organization started this, Brady, where do you think, how has housing changed in the last 8 years?
Well, it's pretty cyclical, or so it seems. And so 8 years ago, it was 2011. We had just, you know, a couple of years removed from the real heavy housing crisis that occurred then. And so at that time, we had many, many growing waiting lists, just a real extreme expression of need in terms of affordable housing or rental assistance. That died down somewhat in the few kind of interim years, and we're certainly seeing that increase again, really starting probably about 2 years ago.
And then we take into account the fact that it costs so much, as you said, Paige. I mean, to not just buy a house, but to rent. And is that what your both of your organizations, are you seeing more of that where people even maybe can't afford to even stay in something that they're renting?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We see people even on a day-to-day basis, we see people that are, well, they could 2 months ago, 6 months ago, they could afford to be where they're at. And all of a sudden, they're priced out. And something closes, they have to leave where they're at. They can't find anything that's comparable again. So we see that very much so.
Mm-hmm. The clientele that we work with, many of them are staying at home caring for the children. And so then their first obstacle is to get a job. And many of them are saying, I can only afford minimum wage. And that's not going to pay for, you know, even the first month's rent, let alone a down payment for, you know, the mm-hmm. month and then after that. And so, you know, there's very few options available for them.
We're talking about the Home Partnership Foundation and the Avenues for Hope campaign that's going on. So Brady, if people aren't familiar with the campaign itself, talk to us about how it works, because you are in the middle of it right now.
We are. Yeah, I'd love to do that. Avenues for Hope is an online fundraising campaign that we do annually. It's hosted by our foundation at Idaho Housing, which is the Home Partnership Foundation. And it runs December 12th through the 31st. We have 80 participating nonprofits and 40 sponsors that are contributing to a $300,000 prize and match pool. So the prize and match dollars are used there as incentives for the participating nonprofits to encourage donations. So they'll go out and say, hey, this weekend, if we get so many donations, we can win this prize. And every nonprofit is set up with a $3,000 match pool. And so they're just drawing off of that. They're trying to win prizes. And our goal this year is to raise $1 million.
And you have, as you mentioned, 80 nonprofits, and this is across the state.
Correct.
So how do you choose these nonprofits?
It's any nonprofit that is involved in housing or housing supports in some way for low-income or homeless individuals.
And how does this money help? I mean, where will you be putting that money?
For St. Vincent de Paul, we'll be putting it directly in the hands of people that need it to be able to meet. It's administered by volunteers. Literally 100% of what we bring in on this campaign is actually used to help pay a power bill or a rent.
And that's such a great thing, because we know, we've talked about it on this program before, that a lot of times when you get a grant, there are certain caveats as where you can use the money. So something like this, you can decide where
it
goes.
We do decide, yes.
Completely unrestricted.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it goes in and directly makes a difference. It's a huge difference.
Yeah. Last year, Faces had somebody in a hotel every single night of the year. And so an event like this helps us do direct victim services so that we can make sure that people have a safe place to stay.
And Brady, you said you're hoping to raise $1 million.
Correct.
So you've raised, I believe, over the last 8 years, about a little bit
over
more than
2 million over or 3 million, sorry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, do we know where you're at right now?
I'm hitting refresh. So, we are just over $400,000.
Wow.
We have 1550 donors to 70 organizations.
So, if people, and this is anyone can donate to this, correct?
Correct. Yes.
So, they just go on, do they find this online, because you said it's an online campaign?
Avenuesforhope.org. You can search by nonprofit. You can direct funds that way to a specific nonprofit that you support. It's broken into regions, so you could just look for your region, or you can just donate to the campaign in general, and then we would include that in our prize and match pool.
I want to thank all of you for coming in today and talking about this and letting us be aware of it, actually, that it's going on. This is the time of year where we're in a giving spirit, so hopefully that will make a difference. We have been talking with Brady Ellis, Vice President of Housing Support Programs for the Idaho Housing and Finance Association, Paige Dinger, Executive Director of Faces of Hope Foundation, and Ralph May, the Executive Director of St. Vincent de Paul for Southwest Idaho, talking about the Avenues for Hope campaign that is going on through December 31st. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gemma.
Up next, we're going to talk about Santa School. Yeah, Santa School. This is Idaho Matters.